and welcome to Terra Verde, your weekly KPFA environmental radio show. I'm your host today, Gary Hughes, and for today's show, I am excited to share with listeners the experience and expertise of our guest, Paul Hughes, the executive director of the organization Forest Forever. Paul is with me here in the studio to discuss the current state of forest politics in the state in the context of a great deal of concern about wildfire, contrasted with a total absence of concern or even recognition of the existence of high levels of current and legacy logging of the forests in the state. This should be a great show on a very important topic. Thanks so much for being here with Terra Verde, Paul. How are you doing today?
Great, Gary. Thank you for having me back. I want to thank you for hosting me and the listeners of Terra Verde, as well as the KPFA listeners and community radio supporters out there. It's good to be back.
I love the way you frame that. Thank you so much for joining us here with your great energy. I'm really looking forward to doing a deep dive with you about your perspective on what is happening with forest and climate policy in the state this year. First, though, before we really get started, as a sincere greeting to open the show, I want to communicate to listeners that those of us volunteering in the Terra Verde Collective are very appreciative and thankful for all of the listener support for KPFA over the past year. It is very much an honor to be here as community radio volunteers when the support of the community is so committed and generous. On behalf of our entire collective of Terra Verde program hosts, I want to say thank you to all of the KPFA staff and volunteers that make it possible for Terra Verde to be here in the studio on a weekly basis. Our Terra Verde team will continue to work hard this year, bringing listeners news and insights about environmental protection and related social justice issues here in the San Francisco Bay Area, across the state and nation, and indeed around the world. We truly believe in the power of independent community radio, and we know you do too. For those of you who perhaps did not contribute during the most recent fund drive, please do be sure to take advantage of the easy options for donating and supporting KPFA radio in spring 2019 by going to kpfa.org and following the donate button at the top of the page. Remember, community radio truly gets the goods, now more than ever. As we head into the main substance of our show, I want to express thanks and appreciation to our studio guest today, Paul Hughes, from the venerable and authentic California organization Forest Forever, which is this year, indeed, celebrating their 30th anniversary since the founding of the organization in 1989. Listeners who are so inclined can go now to their website at forestforever.org. Check it out online during the conversation to get more details on several of the topics at hand. That's forestforever.org. And we have the executive director of the organization right here. Paul, let's start by recounting some of the history and background of your organization in order to paint for listeners something of a picture of who Forest Forever is and what your organization has been working on over the years.
Thanks, Gary. Yes, we were founded in 1989, the year before Redwood Summer, which is the height of controversy. That was a year in which everything you could imagine was going on to save Headwaters, ancient redwood forest on the North Coast. We were involved very heavily, one of many groups. I don't want to take credit away from anyone, but we were holding down the grassroots organizing in terms of getting out into neighborhoods and communities and letting folks know where they live about the issue, getting them aware of it, activated, writing letters and making calls, while many others were doing tree sits, litigation, regulatory actions, legislation, etc. And all of that culminated in 1989 with Headwaters Preserve being protected. So we were birthed in the Headwaters Forest movement and played a big role in that. But since then, we've been involved in every conceivable kind of forest ecosystem fight you can imagine. And, you know, California is the most diverse state. I'm just going to state that flatly in terms of forest ecosystem.